Gracious is the Lord and righteous.
I love the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplication. Because he inclined his ear to me on the day I called for him.
The snares of death encompassed me. The pains of hell took hold of me. By grief and sorrow was I held.
Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beg you, deliver my soul.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is full of compassion.
The Lord watches over the simple. I was brought very low and he saved me. My eyes from tears and my feet from falling.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
I believed that I should perish, for I was sorely troubled, and I said in my the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants.
O Lord, I am your servant. Your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds.
I will offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem,
the first reading is from the book of Job, beginning at chapter 19, verse 21. Have pity on me, O you, my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me, never satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock forever. for I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me.
Our hope is not in vain, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. God reckons as righteous those who believe in him who raised Jesus from the dead. For Christ was handed over to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we have gained access to the grace in which we stand and rejoice in our hope of the glory of God. We even exult in our sufferings, for suffering produces endurance, and endurance brings hope, and our hope is not in vain, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. God proves his love for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have been justified by his death, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath? Therefore, we exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have now received our reconciliation.
The second reading is from the first letter of John, beginning at chapter 5, verse 5. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. There are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
Christ humbled himself for us and, in obedience, accepted death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God raised him to the heights and gave him the name which is above all other names. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Christ humbled himself for us and, in obedience, accepted death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God raised him to the heights and gave him the name which is above all other names. Let us pray. Grant, Lord, that we who are baptized into the death of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, may continually put to death our evil desires and be buried with him, and that through the grave and gate of death we may pass to our joyful resurrection through his merits, who died and was buried and rose again for us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.